The United States is trying to find a way out of a nuclear confrontation with North Korea. And this weekend, the Bush administration is deciding what it can gain from North Korea's discussions with an informal envoy. Today, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson offered more information about his 3 days of meetings with North Korean officials, meetings that ended on the same weekend that North Korea threatened a holy war.
There's always the private position and the public position. Right now, they're intensifying the rhetoric, they're laying out their cards, they're being belligerent. In preparation, I believe, for a negotiation. They always do that.
Bill Richardson spoke to ABC. In a moment, we will meet a man who was involved in talking North Korea out of war during the last crisis in 1994. But we start our coverage with NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, what do Bush administration officials want to do next, and what do they think they can do next?
You know, Steve, it's not really clear. The Bush administration has been saying since last October that they won't talk to North Korea until North Korea takes steps to dismantle its most recent nuclear weapons program based on enriched uranium. The Bush administration somewhat reversed itself this week and finally, under a lot of pressure from critics and even inside the administration, said, sure, we'll talk to North Korea, but we won't negotiate the bottom line, which again is the dismantling of this enriched uranium program. Over this weekend, the Bush administration hasn't given any indications about whether it's ready to talk or ready to do something else.
At least on the surface, North Korean diplomats are indicating they're willing to give the Bush administration what it says it wants. Let's listen to a little bit more of Bill Richardson's comments today.
They did say to me that they're ready to negotiate the verification of some of their nuclear reprocessing facilities. They did say that they would talk to the administration about the uranium enrichment facility. They did say they wanted to improve relations with the U.S.
And Mike Schuster, I suppose the question now is, in what format can they have these discussions? Can you really solve this without face-to-face negotiations of some kind?
Well, nobody who's an expert in this field says that it can be solved. Some in the Bush administration seem to think that if they dig in their heels and take a very strong stance, that the North Koreans will back down and begin to dismantle their enriched uranium program because they so much want to talk to the United States. But in statement after statement from the North Korean leadership since last October, they've been saying this very same thing. Everything is on the table, all security issues are on the table, but what they want from the United States, from the Bush administration, is a non-aggression pact. And the Bush administration says the issue is not a non-aggression pact. It's the nuclear weapons program in North Korea.
You mentioned what some in the Bush administration are arguing at this point. What different options are being debated within the Bush administration right now about what to do?
Well, basically two. One is to do nothing different, to dig in the Bush administration's heels, to insist that the North Koreans take concrete steps to dismantle their nuclear weapons program before any talks can begin. The problem with that is that the North Koreans seem intent on building additional nuclear weapons, and they seem to be pretty far down that road. The other is to actually engage in talks with the North Koreans, like a lot of experts and former officials are saying, and that could potentially diffuse the situation. A smaller group of members of the Bush administration simply seem to want to wait until after Iraq and may have North Korea in their sights, perhaps their bomb sites, after that, but not while they're so concerned about a possible military solution to the problem in Iraq.
NPR's Mike Schuster covers nuclear proliferation issues. Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.